Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good Friday and Easter are the climax of the church year. As we journeyed through Lent, our eyes looked toward Calvary. Now is the time to stand at the foot of the cross and look up. The mood is somber. The color of the day is black. Yet as we see the eyes of faith, we realize that this is a time of victory. It is true victory. Our Lord Jesus experienced death for us, that we may share in his triumph over death. We stand before his cross and feel the impact of his love for us as he experienced death up close. Death can be frightening. Sometimes it invades our lives with blazing speed. Sometimes it is slow and relentless as it stalks its target. Death comes in many ways, but it comes. It doesn't always seem fair. It can surprise and shock. Death does come close to us. The death would indeed leave us terrorized and empty, except for what took place on this day, on Friday. We call it Good Friday, a Friday when Jesus experienced death up close for us. The prophet Isaiah painted a poetic picture of what this Friday would be. He described a Savior, a suffering servant, who would stand in our place and experience death up close. For us, who are part of fallen humanity, death is justice. It is a verdict that fits the crime. We have disobeyed God and deserve death. But now the suffering Savior comes near. As Isaiah describes it, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Our Lord experienced death up close. What comfort it is that when we face danger, we have a heavenly Savior who seeks to come near. In December, we celebrated Christmas. We rejoice that God loved us so much that he was born among us. The power of the incarnation is not just that Christ was born, he joined us in life. He was also born to join us in death. He is no distant God viewing our world from a heavenly executive place. He comes to walk with us, viewing our world from a heavenly executive place. He comes to walk with us in our sorrow. He comes to carry us in our infirmities. He comes to be near to us in all that we do, all that causes heartache. He comes to face it all with us. Our suffering Savior knows death up close. He felt the bite of death. He winced at the piercing of the nails. He endured the taunting of the crowd and the unjust accusations. He didn't simply view death from a casual distance. He was no simple spectator. He joined himself to us and to absorb the blows of the hammer of the that should have been ours alone. And because of his death, we have received forgiveness of sin. He looked death straight in the eye He left nothing undone. He said, it was finished. All was completed. Obligation was paid. He closed the book on our failure. The debt was settled. All was accomplished. On this Friday, we stand at the foot of the cross to view the crucified Jesus. We experience death up close, death of our suffering Savior. But something has changed. In fact, because of Jesus, everything is changed. We can look into the eyes of death and see not a conquering villain. We see that this is Good Friday. We have vision. We have vision that takes us beyond this moment and allows us to look to the empty tomb. Now we can see victory. Definitely see victory in death. Now we can find hope in sorrow. We see past Good Friday's moments of grief to our Lord's victory. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.